The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In Parashas Matos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk of Beis, the Torah over here is discussing the Tnai Bnei Godim Bnei Ruvain. Bnei Godim Bnei Ruvain wanted to receive their Nachla in Eivar Yarden, in Mamlecha Sichon Va'oig, and not receive a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tnai with them that if they would like to receive the Nachla, then they have to go B'Roshei HaGaisos. They have to lead Klal Yisrael in battle in order to capture Eretz Yisrael and stay there until after the Kibush takes place. And if they are Mekayim that Tanai, then and only then will they be able to receive their Nachla in Eivar HaYarden and not go into Eretz Yisrael. Not receive a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us in Pasuk Aleph, "Va'over lochem kol cholotzes hayarden, all your soldiers will cross the Yarden with the Hashem, ad hayrishu es oivav mipanav, until the Rebbeinu Shlaim is meirish all the enemies in front of Klal Yisrael, v'nichbisho ha'oretz lefnei Hashem, and the land will be captured lefnei Hashem, v'achar tashuvu, and only then will you go back to Eivar Yarden, v'yisem nekiyim Hashem v'Yisrael, and you will be clean from Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Everybody will see clearly that you have been mekayim your tanai, v'hoyisaretz hazoyis lochem la'achuz l'ofnei Hashem. Then and only then will this land, Eivar Yarden, be your inheritance, will they be their chelik and nachla will be in Eivar HaYarden. Chazal see in this pasuk that Yisem Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael, not only is a part of the story that then when they, Klal Yisrael, perceives them as being Naki, have been being Mekayim their Tnai, so then and only then will they get their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But Chazal see in this a mitzvah saseh that a person has to act in a way that not only is his behavior and his kiyum of his chayvos impeccable in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shlom, but it also has to be so in the eyes of people, in the eyes of the Bris. There's a Mishnah here in Masechta Shkolim. The Mishnah is discussing the person who would go be Torah Nelusha. Everybody would give their machsa shekel, and the amount of money which came in was much more than was needed for the Kabbalah Satzibur. And the Mishnayis, the Gemara Masechta Shkolim, was Meirich. What did they do with the Meiser Halishcha? But the Kabbalahs were actually brought from the money that was the Trumas Halishcha, which somebody would go in and into the lishcha, into the room which contained all the matzah shekel, and he would take boxes of coins, and from these boxes of coins, the karbonis would actually be bought. And the Mishnah says, "Meshalish kupay shal shalish shalish son, three boxes, three sum each, tarbinis alishcha." It was written on the boxes, Aleph Beis Gimel. And the Mishnah says, "Ein ha'teirim nichnas." The fellow who went in would not go in. Loi b'paragud chafos, v'loi b'mino, loi b'savdol, loi b'tfilin, loi b'kmeh. He would not go in with anything which theoretically he would have the ability to go ahead and to hide money. He would not be allowed to wear anything that has the ability to hide money. Why? So the Mishnah says, Shemi Ani, if he's gonna become poor after he is Tayyim Lishcha, the Gamer may have Vayna Lishcha Hani. People will say he became poor because he stole from the Kaddish. A Shemi Asher, maybe he'll become rich. The Gamer, they'll say, Mitrumas HaLishcha Hesher. He became rich because he stole money. So now, there's a Kash Alcher. First of all, how much money can a person possibly steal. Second of all, just because you see a person with money, start with the person that sent in was the Erlich Yid. Why are we assuming that he stole? We all know there are many, many reasons why people become rich and many, many reasons why people become poor. Just because the fellow becomes rich and poor is not a reason to assume that he took from the Truma Sadashah. So the Mishnah explains, Sha'odam Tsarach Lotzeis Yideh Abrius. A person has to be Yotzei Yideh Abrius. Kiderach Shu Tsarach Lotzeis Yideh Hamokim. The same way a person has a feeling that it has to be Yotzei, the requirement that the Rebbeinu Shlom put on him, he also has to be Yotzei Yideh Abrius. And he brings two psukim. The Yisem Nekiyem Hashem Yisrael, our pasuk, that one has to be clean from the Rebbeinu Shlom and from Yisrael. It's very interesting. The first pasuk is just mashma, an inyan of nikias. Umotzo chein v'seichal toiv be'ein elikim v'adam is mashma almost a kiyomase. It's mashma almost going that extra mile, so to say, to make sure mamish even zachin, which no one would chalom that not have a taina. But a person's actions have to find chen be'ein elikiv adam. It's very interesting. We find a machlekes ha'peiskim. The Chassam Sefer in a tshuva in Simen Nuntes, Chelek Vov, Simen Nuntes. So, zok the Chassam Sefer, ki kol yomai ha'yisi mitstara ha'mikra hazeh. My whole life I was pained by this pasuk, the Yisem Nekiyem Hashem Yisrael, Beis Chayveis Elu. These two Chayveis, these two requirements, Nekiyas Me Hashem Yisbarach, the Nekiyas Me Yisrael Amay, Heim Shtei Roichvim Tzmod V'Agabenu. It's like two millstones sitting on our back. Two great requirements, two great Chiyuvim person has, and his Zotach Sam Sefer. The Yoyser Efshari Lotzis Yideh HaChayv HaRishayim. It's much easier to be Yoyser the first Chayv. The Hainu Dei Shemayim, Yoyser Harbe V'Yoyser V'Yoyser V'Lotz Dei Abrius. It's much easier to, for a person, to carry out all his Chayvahs to the Rebbeinu Shlom, than to go ahead and to make people feel that his behavior is impeccable. Ki Eim Chayshvim Machshorei Zoreis. That people, they think strange thoughts. V'noisiv v'noisiv mezoyis b'lovada. Those were the old people who gossiped. They would sit outside on a brightly lit night under the moon. It was women, the Gemara says. And they would go ahead and they would string stories. String gossip. And the Chassam Sefer understands that part of the Yisim Nekiyim is a person has to make sure that even the gossip mongers, even those who look to make fun and look to have tainus, shouldn't have a taina. V'ayin sha yoysa kashem ma'id ma'id ad la'in misper. Mimish ein yoys de shvayim. Somebody who they're gossiping about, he is much worse off than a person who is not being Yoytzei Shemayim. He brings the Gemara in Yuma. Chil Hashem is Ein L'Kapara Rachmal Otzlan. The Shir Chil Hashem is, Rav says, if he takes Basar, he doesn't pay it right away. He takes on credit, and people think that maybe he's taking credits and plans on not paying because of who he is. U'Avayneisenu HaRavim Shchiach Divrei Abrius. A person who buys on credit and plays with credit is not accepted, and he's doing it because he's a Talmud Chacham, and people think, well, he's just going to end up pushing off the payment, they never pay. So such a person is already a Chil Hashem. In other words, if the door changes, the gossip mongers get stronger and stronger, Shchiach Divrei Abrius, that the people talk more and more and more. And he goes on, the Sam Sefer, they her hearty common problem. I thought several times, is it possible for anybody in this world to have a kayim this pasuk al maskutay properly? And he says, Shlomo HaMelech says, ain't Adam mitzad tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toyev b'lo yechta.
It's impossible for a person, ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaaseh tov v'lo, it's impossible for a person to do only good and no chatoim. Zol Sab Sefer explains what Suleiman Shafilu Basi Yosek Al Tayyib. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. He does only good. He efshesh lo yecht al kuponim ba'ifer asheni. So Sefer is bothered. Ain tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaaseh tov v'lo yechta. There's no tzaddik in the world who does good and no bad. So if he does bad, he's not a full tzaddik. So we usually translate, well, if you're 99%, then we call you a tzaddik. But some say, no, so we're 100% tzaddik. That klap yishemayim is a tzaddik gomer. But that he shouldn't be choytei be'enei habriyas, that Dr. Sefer is ain tzaddik ba'aretz. And he says, meir de gazach, he says that the reason why Moshe, why the Bnei God and the Bnei Ruvain went into Golos before the other Shvatim, Chazal say it's a nachla mivuheles v'rishena. If something's fachat at the beginning, bachrisu lo yisivorech, medrash rabbi parashat matos, it's because Chazal, it's because that they weren't fully yoytz of yisum nekiyim Hashem v'Yisrael. I assume that he means that even though for 14 years they were there at Tzava, l'maisa, the whole Eretz Yisrael wasn't captured, there was mokim for some sort of pickbook, even though they stayed away from their families 14 years, and he says because of that they went to Golos first. The Sab Sefer learns that the Reis and the Chiyuv of Yisrael and the Kiyuv of Hashem Yisrael is even that the ones who are looking for raid, looking for gossip, shouldn't have anything to say about a person. The Sab Sefer says it borders on Chil Hashem. He says it's come out impossible. He says, you know, he says it's a Margalim of Pume. He always says that every Yaakov has a lover. Every Yaakov has a lovin' starting with him. Says not every lovin' has a Yaakov. There are plenty of Rishonim out there who don't have a Ochav Neuki Beramos. So not every lovin' has a Yaakov. Every Yaakov has a lovin'. That's the Shita Sam Sefer. That any place, any way that a person has any taina on a person, that already enters the world of the Dereis of Yisim Nekim, and it borders on Chil Hashem, and therefore this mitzvah is mamish, ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, she has chayv v'liyecha. Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, or chayim dalet, simen pei beis, so Rav Moshe over there is mechal tin v'yisim nekiyim, mei Hashem Yisrael, and the Isser Marasayin. And Rav Moshe says that avad v'yisim nekiyim, mei Hashem Yisrael, is a mitzvah d'reis. A person is mechuyiv not to do something that people are choshing him. And Ramesha says that there's two things we find in Shas. Chashad and Maris Ayin, and Ramesha is the difference. That Chashad is in a case where a person does something and it seems very clearly that he is ignoring a mitzvah. For example, that a person took peah at the beginning of his field, the halacha is he has to take peah at the end of his field, because of chashat. Because to the passer, why it looks like he didn't take peah. Very clear. It looks like he's required to take peah, and the clear look at what happened is that he didn't do a mitzvah. That's chashat. And that's a chiyah b'dereisa. Chazal were quantified. That's the inyan of putting pay at the end of the field. We find l'moshel a ben pekua, an animal which you shech to the mother, and a baby comes out alive. That although really b'dereisa it's niter b'shchitas imoy, but there's a chiyah shchita because of chashad, people will assume that you're just partially eating without shechting. There are certain types of doughs which a guy, the government has a lead on, an isas arnuna, where these doughs, they look like they're yours, really they're partial challah. The clear appearance is that you are doing something wrong. If it's clearly apparent you're doing something wrong, that is the mitzvah, the isra of yis and the kiyim, and that is the reisa. Maris Ayin der Rabbanan, Rashi writes, is two other cases. Sometimes a person is doing something which is totally mutter. But people don't understand that people might learn up that because this is mutter, if people see him do that, they might make a jump. And they might say, well, if he does that, if that's mutter, then something else is mutter. That, Ramesha says, is only a maris ayin. And the other type of maris ayin that Ramesha discusses over here is the case of a guy who's working on a yid's field, b'kablonis. If you hire a worker, there's two ways to pay him. You can pay him by the job, and you can pay him by the hour. A guy being paid by the job, but he's not instructed to work dafka on Shabbos, me'ikar adin, is mutter to go ahead and to give him the job. That's why we drop for clothing by the cleaners, by the shoemaker, and we're paying by the job. If he does it on Shabbos, as long as you don't tell him specifically, drop 5 minutes before Shabbos, tell him picking it up, Matzah Shabbos, if he has time to do it, so then that's mutter, because kablonis is mutter, he's working for himself at his schedule. A skir yev, an hourly worker, a secretary who's paid, is always going to be asar, because it's a shliach, his hand is your hand, even if you don't make a specific time for it to work, according to most paiskim, a skir yev is asar. Now, what happens if you have a field, and your workers are kablonim? The Gemara says that it's still asar on Shabbos, because of maris ayin. Maris Ayin is that people will assume that he is a Skir Yoim. So, over there, Ramesh explains that over there, what you're doing is not really readily apparent as Usher. You're not like that guy who didn't leave Paya. You're not like that fellow who didn't take Chalo or didn't shed a particular animal. Some people have Kamlonim and some people have Skir Yoim. Now, it might be more profitable usually to have Skir Yoim. It might be more common, but, you know, people use Kablonim. Kablonim is mutter, and ayin costs money. It's not so efficient, not so gishmak. I mean, esher costs money, matzah costs money. So, really, what you're doing is not a dover usher in their face. But, fakad, it's a merchant fakad. If someone's chayshin you, then that person is a chayshin b'ksheim. But Chazal, that Chazal Aser, Zokr Meisha Shalayim, Mokim Lamali Lashon Hara, Ladaber Olaf. That Chazal Aser, Zokr Meisha, for two reasons. Either the Bali Lashon Hara shouldn't stop talking about you, or else people who want to be Makel will misinterpret the facts and say, oh, that Chashav Yid has Skir Yim. I make today's Skir Yim. It's very possible that I've won him. So there, that's not apparent. But we're trying to be mighty from the Bali Lashon Hara. We're trying to be mighty for those who want to go ahead and bend the truth. That Ramesha says, only Maris Ayin Derabbanan. And another example Ramesha brings is that the halacha, that one is not allowed to hang up clothing which got wet on Shabbos from the rain. One is not allowed to hang it out because people will think that he washed it. People will think that he washed it. Again, what you're doing is perfectly mutter. There's a perfectly logical explanation for it. But again, the Bali Lashon Hara will speak. Those who want to be makeup will learn up. That's also from Altamar saying. What comes out, that's a big machaikas. According to the Chassam Sefer, if you do something which the Bali Lashon Hara could speak, that's an Issur D'oraisa. Mashaik, according to Ramesha, would only be Asr Rabbanan. And since Asr Rabbanan, Zakr Ramesha needs a getter. It's not Asr in every single case. It's only Asr in the cases which Chazal Gufa Asr. The Marsha in Masechta Shabbos, and the emesis that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos is Mashma, like the Shita of Ramesha, that if the person is innocent, and the Bali Lashon Hara are starting rumors, so that would not be Osir Midaraisa because of the Klal of the Yisem Nikim. There's a Marsha, Adav Kufo Zayin with Beis. The Marsha is a Stira. The Gemara, Adav Kufi Zayin, tells us that Rabbi Yossi said, Yehei Chelki Emachayishtim Ois Mishachayishin Oisai Veinbay. Rabbi Yossi said that he wants that Schus of somebody who they're Chayishin. Viksherim, someone who's Cheshit Viksherim, so the Pshadis gets Bzyanis, but Lamais he didn't do the Avera. So Rabbi Yossi is bringing out the Gevaldika Schar
that the Nechshad has, and he says, "Hey, Chalki, if he shechay shenoy se ve'aimbay." Frek to Rasha that the Gemara, the famous Gemara with the worker who worked for this landowner for 3 years, he came Erev Yom Kippur, he was supposed to go back to his family, he asked to get paid, and he said he doesn't have anything to pay him with, not money, not livestock, etc., etc., and he came later on to pay him, and he asked him, "What were you thinking when I told you I didn't have stuff to pay you?" And he was down on the couch, like this, and that, and that, and this, and finally, the Gemara fears ice, that he tells him that it's true, Lamaisi was Mazer Kol Mechosov in order that Horkus Menashe learned Torah, and the Gemara ends off, Ve'ata Kishem Shadantani Luschus, the same way you dan me Luschus, Hamokim Yod and Isa Luschus, the Rabbeinu Shalom Shadan Yulakavschus. So, effectively, Marasha, it's Mashma over here, Faket, that the person was happy that he was down the Kavskos. L'chayr coin trip Yasi, the landowner would have been much better off if they wanted down the Kavskos. So, L'chayr Tzastira, the Gemara, Dafkof Chosayin is Mashma, that the landowner is saying, and he's quoting the Gemara, that Baruch Hashem, because you down the Kavskos, so I give you a bracha of the Rabbeinu Shalom Shadan Yulakavskos. Smash, but there's a hanoah for a person to be down the kavschus. The Gemara by Rabbi Yosi seems to say, "Fakert the yechalki mishachayshin chayshin boy vechayshin oisay ve'imboy." That's the Marsha's kasha. So the Marsha answers that there's a chilk. First of all, the Marsha says, "Mikamakim ain't adam right to liyas nechshat." It's not about drager for everybody. Not a madrega for everybody. Most people don't want to be nechshad. If the taka, you can't get rid of it, and the chayish of you, so then you have a gvaldik eschat, but it doesn't mean that a person wants to be nechshad. And then the Marasha is mechalik between a situation where the person does something which brings l'dei chashad, and to a situation where the person is totally innocent. And he says that since over here, the farmer was maybe Asur that Dechashad, he did mud Nazachim, so then he hires him 3 years, all of a sudden you don't want to pay him, you don't give an explanation, so such a thing, it looks like you're trying to not pay him. So over there, to be Nechashad, where the Tzad Chayvis Machriya Yeser, that's not where you get the Schar for Chayshin Eis Ve'enai. That's where you're basically innocent. Comes after Marasha, that where a person is basically innocent, there's no reason to feel bad about it. If they're chayshed you, fakert, you get a gvald chaschar in shemayim. According to the second shot of the Marasha, it seems that everybody would be happy with such a matzav, that the chayshed ayisay ve'ein bay, he knows he's totally innocent, it's just a bali lashon hara, and it sounds like it's a gvald chaschar in shemayim, it's mechaper and all that veris, but yenis on mechaper. The only reason why over here was a bad thing was because he brought himself to deich hashad. This sounds very much like Ramesh Shita, even though Ramesh doesn't need a geder. But Al Koponim, Ramesh is clearly mechalik between that where you do something which is misleading, so then at certain times Chazal kicked in with the Isamar Zayin. Sometimes it might even be a deraisa of Chashad. But Al Koponim, those type of things is not a good thing. It's not a good thing for the person, and therefore the farmer gave the worker, says Rekiva, grace Ashkenach for not being chayshdim, but stomped run away from the Baal Lashon Hara. Now from the Marasha sounds that there is no inyan. Person says yechelki. The fakert is tochamayla l'chay according to some sefer. If anyone could even figure out some Lashon Hara to say against you, you're already over the issur of isur dekiyim. May Hashem be Yisrael. Says come out to be nitzel. Anybody is a shemis. The shemis they're coming and speaking Lashon Hara about you. So according to the Chassam sefer, it would seem, even if you're not me with a chashad, the etzem fact that the chayshed you is a bad thing. So, some say we'll have to learn the Gemara if sort of the guy's 1000% innocent. That rare case. But the Marasha does explain like that. It's only mechalat in me with a chashad, not me with the atz de chashad. That sounds like, very much like Ramesha. Just wanted to say a short dvar halacha.
There's a halacha. There's a halacha in Yerdei Simon Yud Gimel Siv Beis. The Mechaber says that someone who shechts an animal, shechts a behema, and you find inside the animal a uber, pregnant, the mother was pregnant, you find a cow who's called a bentisha, full term, and then even though the animal's full term, the baby's full term, but still, midaraisa, the behema, the uber, is niter b'shkita s'imai. It does not need its own shkita because it was already niter b'shkita s'imai. The mother's shkita, since it was part of the mother, shati shach the mother, b'deraisa it's niter b'shkita s'imai. However, Chazal say that if the animal is mafris al ha'aretz, if the animal starts walking around like a normal animal, so then midrabanan needs shkita. Midrabanan needs shkita. Al chashat, somebody will see a person go ahead and just kill an animal without shkita. They're not going to know that really it's a ben bakua. They're not going to know that this animal was geshachted when it was at full term inside its mother's stomach. And therefore, al chashat, there is a chiv to go ahead and to shecht it. The Rajba says you don't even medaktik mamish all the halachs of shkita. But like a part of the basic ma'aseh shkita has to be done. And the shita of the Rajba is, you make a bracha. This stimulates everything that we're saying. That chashad is mamash v'isim nekiyim Hashem v'Yisrael. It's a full-fledged chiv. And therefore, mnei chashad, you can make a bracha asher k'detshon of etzvayis of etzivanu. And therefore, you go ahead and you make a bracha. Tainet b'richadosh l'chayra, it's a machlekes rishayim. What's a machlekes rishayim? Because there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, which talks about a person who has a house, and that house has two doors facing the Rosh Hashanah on two different sides of the house. Rav Huna says that somebody who has a door on two sides of his house, two different Sarams face to Saram. So that person, in times of Chazal, their Mavik, Pesach, Beisi, and Chutz, has to light two menorahs. Om Rav Huna, Chutz, Yeshiv, Beis, Pesachim, that Chutz, which has two Pesachim, such a Chutz needs two menorahs. One in each Pesach, because the Marasai, people will come by, they're not going to see menorah Pesach, Beisai, Bizma Nehem, when they used to light outside. And that would be maybe a person lidei chashad. They think he didn't light, and therefore Vuna says he has to light two menorahs. Zokteran, you do not make a bracha on the menorah of chashad. Zokter prichadash is mashma from here that Rav Huna, that the Ran holds that you don't make a bracha on chashad. So the prichadash says there's machlokes between the Rajma and Ran, whether you make a bracha on chashad, and therefore, l'maisa on ben pekua, you cannot make a bracha on the shkita, because the Ran holds it, you don't make a bracha on chashad. That's the shita of the Ran. That is the opinion of the Prichadosh, that the Raja ben pekua argues with the Ran by Hilchis Chanukah. Now, it seems in the G'dili Achreinim that there are two ways, basically, to go ahead and to be miyashiv the stira. The placey, the crazy placey, it's simply Gimel says, that there's a chiluk between chashad and marasayin. Shechting a ben pekua is chashad. And since it's chashad, so therefore it's a full-fledged takana, Chazal were mechayev you to do a ma'aseh shechita because of chashad. Since it's a full-fledged takana, mepnei chashad, so therefore one makes a bracha. It becomes a mitzvah d'rabban. Chazal were geizer mitzvah d'rabban because of chashad. They were matzrich this animal shechita. However, Rav Huna's halacha is only halacha of maris ayin. It's only halacha of maris ayin, and therefore there is no bracha required. That is the first heretz of the placey. One can understand the placey al derech Ramesha, that in the case of the Ben Pekua, you see a live animal. 99% of live animals need shkita. You see a guy shechting. It's right stodim lahachmer. So memela chazal mechayev That's the Yisna Kiyam. The Yisna Kiyam is the Raisa. Their person has to go ahead and make a bracha. Says Sik Sevet Sivon. Masha Enkin, Marasayin is much more of a chashash. The case of Ner Chanukah, maybe he's not home. Many chatzeres have two doors. Dan, the person, look, have schus. It's only Marasayin. Marasayin does not get a bracha. That's the first teretz of the placey. The Tfuas Shor, in Yisoid, it's similar, but in Shatova, it's different. The Tfuas Shor says that Ben Tekua is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. Anything that is a Mishnah or Braisa, so that's the Konis Bezna Golem. Bezna Golem made a full-fledged Mishnah Rabbanon. Masha Enkein, in the case of Rav Huna, Rav Huna is a member of Amoraim. A member of Amoraim, he says, we find Hilchos Brachos. We're marshal by a Rava, we don't make a bracha. Why? There's a difference between Takanas Hanavim and Minig Hanavim. Certain Zachin are Mitzvah Derabbanans, Shafba Chazal, and certain Zachin are, I don't want to use the word suggestions, but they're suggestions by Chazal. They're being told, Chazal is telling us not only suggestions, but telling us on how a Yid, how an Erlich Yid, who cares about their B'nai Shleim and cares that people should be Erlich Yidin, how they behave. And that's what we call a Minig Nevi'im. A Rava is a Minig Nevi'im. You can't say the Tzivanu. It's a Minig Nevi'im, the Nevi'im when Doihig, a Zoi Firtman. Rav Huna is an Amira. It's not a Takana of Bez Nagalo. It's the way Rav Huna perceived a Yid has to be Neig. Avad, as far as we're concerned, now it's a full-fledged din, because it's Musker and Gemara and Gepas like that in Shulchan Aruch. But Al Kapana was the gate to the Brach. It's like a Minig Nevi'im type of thing, since it's only mentioned in a Gemara, not in a Mishnah Braisa. Again, it's similar to the... Placey in this, that when something's a full-blown chiyuv, you make a bracha. When something is not a full-blown chiyuv, so then you don't make a bracha. Placey says, totally what's chashad or marasayim. The Tzvuah Shor says it depends whether it comes from Mishnah or Braisa, or it comes just from the Amor, whether it comes just from Mishnah or Braisa, or it comes just from the Amorim. But I'll call him, that's the first mahalach, that this is much more of a mitzvah to call it kavua by the shchita make a bracha, and a vada the rana would mask make a bracha on shchita, and the raj would be masking that you don't make a bracha on the chotzer she yesh boy shtei psachim. It happens to be that there's actually another pre-chadash which asks akasha, because the halacha in Hilchus Chanukah is Siman Tov Resh Ayin Hey. The Mechaba says in Midliga Bifnim Vayitziyah Lechutz, we're going in the times of Chazal where Hadlokas Chutz was Ma'akev. So the Mechaber says, if you let them know you're inside, you're brought to the outside, that the person sees you carrying it outside, he's going to think, he's going to think that you lit the Ner for your own purpose. When someone sees you walking around the Ner, looks like you lit it for your own purpose, and therefore you are not Yaitza. So all the Achreinim Pe'echad Esekasha. Why does Shulchan Aruch say that the reason why you're not Yaitza, if you light inside and carry it outside, is also Raya Oymer Lutzarcha Yumadlik? It's true that there are cases where the halacha is Haroya Oymer Lutzarcha Yumadlik, and that makes a person not be Yaitza. However, the Gemara over here says that the reason why, if you light it inside and carry it outside, you're not Yaitza. The Gemara says it's Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. That the Mitzvah Ner Chanuk is Mechayev, Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, that you go ahead and you light the Ner Chanuk in the place where you want the Ner Chanuk to burn. That's Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. You have to light it Bekashrus. If you hold Hanocha Isa Mitzvah, so then you can light it inside, take it outside, but it's a problem of a Raya Oymel Tzarka Yumad, you can't walk around with an Archanaka. But we all have Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. So you have to light it outside. If you light it in the wrong place, you can do the Hadlaka in the correct place. So why does the Gemara say a Raya Oymel Tzarka Yumad? when actually the Gemara says that the reason why the halakha is no good is because of halakha ayis mitzvah. That's what the Achrayim ask on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Achrayim, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, they basically say that look, l'maisi na yetzah for either reason, what's the difference, which reason is given for this, that you are not yetzah. That's what the Magen Avraham Taz say. In fact, the Prichal is what it means, it's a gval to get off Gemina. Because if you're going to be napi yetzal to write aymal tzarchi amalek, it's only a chasarin in pursuing nisa. It's only chasarin. Sorry, it's only chasarin marasayin. It's only chasarin marasayin. You can't make a bracha if you have a chasarin hadlaka aysa mitzvah. You're missing in the basic mitzvah, and therefore you have to light again with another bracha. So how effective prechadish? How could the Gemara go ahead? How could the Achrayim say that? What's the difference whether the psul is alt? Hadlaka is mitzvah, or Raya Aymul Tzarchi Umadak, that both, according to both reasons, lighting inside and carrying it outside, lighting in an improper place and putting it in a proper place, carrying it around. What's the Bung of Rab and Taz say? It makes no difference why you tell me you're not Yaitza. Haray Aymul Tzarchi Umadak, or Hadlaka is mitzvah, the Haris Gvaldik Nafgamina, because Haraya Aymul Tzarchi Umadak does not require another bracha, it's only Maris Ayin according to the Ran. And if you learn Hadlok Aysa Mitzvah, then it would require a new bracha. That is the Prechadish's Kasha. The Prechadish is Lishitasai. According to the Tzvuah Shar says that any halacha which is mentioned in a Mishnah or Braisa is a full takana. So since this halacha is mentioned in a Mishnah and a Braisa, even if the reason is a Raya Sarchem Puadlik, even according to Madhyamar Hanacha Isa Mitzvah, the Gemara says that anyway he's not Yaitza if he walks around with an Erchanaka, because the Raya Aymul Sarchem Puadlik. This halacha, this Maris Ayin type of halacha, is mentioned in Mishnah Raisa. If this Maris Ayin type halacha is mentioned in Mishnah Raisa, so then you are not going to be, you are going to have to make a bracha, Lekulei Alma, and according to the Tuas Shars, argue on the Prechadash in Simon Yud Gimel, and that saying the Ran agrees to the Shechita of, that the Ran agrees that Shechita's Ben Pekua needs a bracha, that Shechita's Ben Pekua needs a bracha, so Hu Adin, the Roy Oymot Tzarchi Malik would also need a bracha, and that way the Prechadish's Kasha will be answered. Al Kopalim, the first Malach we have so far is, it depends whether it's a Takana Kavua, which according to the Tfuah Shor, it depends whether it's in a Mishnah or Braisa, or it's only a Gemara. And, or it's only mentioned in a Gemara when you would not make a bracha. That's the teretz of the Tfuah Shor, to say there's no machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. The second Mahalach, which the Placey says, is a very interesting Mahalach. The place he says, Amir de Kachidish, and the Emma says the Shari Tshuva also does bring this, the shame some the Gdeli Achrayim. The Ran who said that the Chotz Yesh by Shtei Psochim, you do not make a bracha. So let's analyze for a second. What's the case? The case is that you're lighting both with a hefsik, or you're lighting both without a hefsik. The hechek we're talking about, you're lighting both with a hefsik. You're lighting both with a hefsik. Because if you're lighting both without a hefsik, so then even if each one would require a bracha, of course one bracha would cover them both. So we're talking about a fellow who lit one, and now he's mafsik. And now he has to go ahead and light the second one. The question is, does he make a bracha, or doesn't he make a bracha? That is the issue the Ran is discussing. And the Ran says he doesn't make a bracha. He doesn't make a bracha because all it is a maris ayin dika iser. Because it's only b'nei chashad. He says only b'nei chashad. And therefore, you do not make a bracha. Zot de placey. What the Ran means is that even though you're mafsik b'dibur between them, the first bracha still covers you. In other words, the same way if a person is in the middle of a suda and he makes a bracha and then he takes his mafsik and takes a second piece of bread, the first berachas hamitzvah covers him because it's one big suda. You have a berachas hamitzvah, a person makes a bracha for bedikas chametz and then he's mafsik, So then he continues to be Baidik. So since the mitzvah is the same mitzvah, so then the halacha is he does not have to make another bracha. The shita of the Ran Grada is that if a person shechts one behemah and then is mafsik and one shechts another behemah, he has to make another bracha. Because there, even though it's the same mitzvah, but you're repeating the same mitzvah. You're repeating the same mitzvah. Shechting another animal, tailing another keli. There's machlekes rishonim. Whether, if you're masked between one and two, a bracha is required. The Ran holds that a bracha is required. Because when you repeat the same mitzvah, each one has its own ma'aseh mitzvah, and each one requires its own bracha. And the Ran is being mechadish to us that lighting at two doors of the chatzar is not like lighting. It's not like shechting two animals or hanging two mezuzahs. You hang two mezuzahs according to the Ran. You hang one, you speak out, you hang a second, you hang another bracha. Because each door is its own mitzvah. We could have understood that each door is its own mitzvah. That not that menorah is the chayves habayis. It's a chayves ha-pesach. And therefore, if a person has two psachim, he's mechuyev in two menorahs in din. And therefore, he has to do the mitzvah two different times. It's like shechting two animals, tailing two kalim, hanging two mezuzahs, which according to the Ran, needs another bracha, even if you're mafsik in between. If you're not mafsik, of course one bracha covers it. The chiddush over here, the Ran is, that since the hadlocha on the second Pesach is al chashad, and without chashad you wouldn't have to do it, it's not a new mitzvah. It's part of the old mitzvah. And therefore, the first bracha covers it. Be'ena chanami, in the shachruv, brings a shit like the achrenim. If the Baal Bayis didn't light the first Pesach, he got a shliach, and now he became ois busy, and now he lights, can light again by the second Pesach, so then he would make a bracha. In other words, the whole vort around the chashad is not telling you it doesn't need a bracha. Avad the Ran holds the maris, that the chashad of marisai needs a bracha. And you make a bracha by the chit of the ben pekua. You'll make a bracha by the thing chal of the isa, which belongs to the goyim, which looks like belongs to the yid, the isar naina. And over here, if Ruvain lit by one Pesach, Shimon will make a bracha on the second Pesach. All the Ran means to say is since Ne'er Chashad, so the pshat is that it's one big mitzvah. And therefore, the brachman in the first Pesach will cover the second Pesach, even though there's a hefsek deeper in the middle. But Avada, Dr. Placy, that the Ran agrees to the Rashba, that where there is a inyan of chashad, so then one can make a bracha. So that's the two mahalchim. One mahalch is that the Ran and Rashba, it's three mahalchim really. You have the precholish rolls, the Ran and Rashba argue. You have the Tfuas Shor and the place's first teretz. That depends how it was mesukin, and that Ner, Chatz Shesh by Shtein Psachim, was mesukin the way it's not mechayev a bracha. And the third and final mahalach is that really that chatzesh shnei pesachim also requires a bracha, but the bracha on the first Pesach covers the second Pesach, and therefore the Ran would agree that shchitas ben pekua is chayiv in a bracha.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.